More than 1,000 people from El Salvador who've been allowed to live and work legally in Connecticut for decades could be forced to leave the country next year or live in the shadows as undocumented immigrants. September 9, 2019 marks the day when Salvadorans across the U.S. will lose their temporary protected status. Connecticut Public Radio's Diane Orson reports on two state residents who must decide whether to return to El Salvador or prepare to become untraceable.
Sitting in his tidy apartment in Bridgeport, 38-year-old Jose Zavala describes crossing the U.S. border in 2001 when a major earthquake hit El Salvador. The disaster allowed him to receive legal protection known as temporary protected status, or TPS. He came to Connecticut and began a job at a car wash where he's worked for 17 years. He got married and took a second job at night cleaning office buildings. Zavala's 9 and 6-year-old daughters play quietly nearby, but they're listening in on the grown-up conversation.
When I had my first daughter, I thought, this is it. I'm here to stay, and this is going to be their country. This is where they're going to be growing up.
Now the family's future is unclear. The Trump administration plans to terminate TPS for El Salvador and 6 other nations. TPS is granted to foreign-born nationals when extraordinary circumstances like environmental disasters or armed conflict make it unsafe for them to return to their native countries. Zavala says he might go back, but he might not.
If I don't have TPS, I might have to live a life of hiding however I could. I don't know. The worry is mostly for my daughters. Sometimes my wife will say that I might have to go back to El Salvador, and my oldest, Lisette, she says she doesn't want me to leave.
Zavala's wife is undocumented and does not have TPS protection. She spoke to WNPR on the condition that we not use her name.
Yes, it's sad because we've had so many years together, had our daughters and raised them, and now we're facing the prospect of him having to go back. It's ugly. It's sad. It makes you sad to know this.
And worried. U.S. officials say conditions that originally led to El Salvador's TPS designation no longer exist. But previous administrations extended TPS for other reasons as well. They determined that poverty and gang violence made it almost impossible for the small Central American nation to safely reabsorb 200,000 Salvadoran TPS holders from the U.S. El Salvador has one of the highest homicide rates in the world, and the State Department has warned U.S. citizens to reconsider going there. Another longtime Salvadoran TPS holder from Bridgeport, Juan Mejia, says he's anxious.
Imagine, I've lived here feeling protected, and suddenly all that protection is taken away. I feel uncovered. I feel like I've lost what I had for all this time.
TPS has allowed Mejia to work legally in the U.S. since 2001. He's a gas station attendant during the day and a part-time janitor at night.
My life would change drastically if I became undocumented. I might not be able to hold the jobs I have now because I'd have to show my documents. I wouldn't be able to have a bank account because the first thing that they asked me when I opened it was for my Social Security number. Getting car insurance would be impossible. So would renting an apartment.
According to the Center for Migration Studies, 88% of Salvadoran TPS holders work in the U.S. labor force. Many, like Mejia, support their families back in El Salvador by sending remittances. Glenn Formica, an immigration lawyer in New Haven, describes temporary protected status as a hugely important foreign policy device.
When you have remittances, Western Union sends it right to the person who's trying to rebuild their house, and it costs the United States taxpayer almost nothing, because the person who now has a temporary work authorization, he's asking the United States government for an opportunity to work. So for the people that view that, you know, there should never be a government handout, TPS, to me, is the absolute best policy you could have for economic development in a region.
Formica says most TPS holders who had other ways to gain legal status have already elected for them. So with TPS ending and no comprehensive immigration solution in sight, families like the Zavalas face a tough choice. They could be torn apart, or the TPS holder can prepare for life as an undocumented immigrant under a constant threat of deportation. Zavala's wife says hers is by no means the only family in Connecticut confronting this choice.
Lots of families. Many here in Bridgeport in the same situation. Lots of families.
Diane Orson, Connecticut Public Radio.